This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Covered millions in ransomware payments from the Colonial Pipeline hackers. Woohoo! That's big news. A little more of that and less of those attacks maybe happen, but still, you've got to find those who done it to make them accountable. And the more that happens, and the more you recover the money, and the more you don't give up the money, the better off we will all be, not just here in the United States when it comes to the private or public sector, but around the world as these cyber attacks are happening, not just in the U.S. Coronavirus, where are we? 70 is the number. July 4th is what the Prez wants, meaning those that would be vaccinated, 70% of the U.S. Would the population cooperate? It's not looking that way right now. 171.3 million vaccinated. I'm one of them. I got both of mine. Moderna. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us. And as we kind of traverse in a lot of different directions, that's how we roll here. This show is about you and the conversation happening in your backyard and mine. So 61.1% of the eligible population vaccinated, 12 and older, 51.6% of the total population. But vaccination rates are falling off, so that July 4th goal might not happen. It's interesting, it's almost like we're in the game show. In a sad game show, in a sense, because you have millions of dollars being given away, like lottery numbers, when you get vaccinated. In California and in 13 other states, we're seeing that massive amounts of money are going out the door. Also, sports tickets to some pretty big events if you get vaccinated. Now, Bruce Springsteen is reviving his show on Broadway, but you have to be vaccinated or you can't go and see The Boss. And a lot of things, I shouldn't say a lot of things, but entertainment a few corporations offering incentives are trying their best to seduce the people who don't want to get vaccinated into getting the shots, but in a way to no avail, because I don't believe we hit that 70 mark. I don't think so. You know, it's like when you're selling, in a much different way, of course, it's like when you're selling something, and if you've ever worked in sales, I have, and they put a big board up, it's like a tote board, and on it, it says what the percentage is and who goes to the top. And there's 30 people and everybody's trying to get to the top, trying to get to the top. So what happens is it's brilliant, right? Because anybody who's run a sales department, they realize it's like sharks circling. Everybody wants the big prize, the incentive, whatever it is. So they're hustling more maybe than ever and more money is coming in. Well, of course, that's the idea with the vaccines. Hustle up whatever you can to try to convince people that the swag is good enough to roll up the sleeve and get the shot when they really don't want to get the shot. And the shot, for some, is just, I'm not getting a vaccine because we're going to get to that herd immunity anyway. I never get sick, da da da. Or definitely not interested in getting it because of some sort of a conspiracy theory, whether it's wacky or it's not wacky, some that might be more plausible, whatever the reason. I don't believe that 70 number is going to happen. I'd be very shocked, in fact, if it does happen. But you never know. There's still, 20 plus days, more than 20 days, more than 25 days before 4th of July. Hard to believe that it is that short, though, less than 30. Wow. Where does the time go, right? That's how you know you're getting older, when time just disappears into the ether somehow. Does that happen to any of you? Of course, if you're 20, you're probably not thinking that way, but for the rest of us, it seems to just disappear. Speaking of disappearing, this story is not going away, and I'm glad, because I think we should know what is the ultimate epicenter of COVID-19. There is a report that's dated March 25th, 2020. During the Trump administration, they declared a potential COVID-19 lab leak from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, that was pretty plausible, and we needed to investigate it more. This classified document was done at Lawrence Livermore National Labs in California, and they were the basis, actually, for the State Department investigation that started during Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's days in office. But the new president, Biden, ended the investigation and then called on the intelligence agencies together to deliver a report in 90 days on the origins of the global coronavirus pandemic, focusing on whether it began with animal to human transmission or a laboratory accident. So the lab that's working on this is focused on national security, including biological weapons, and they drew on genomic analysis, and supposedly, and they're not commenting on specifics, Lawrence Livermore, they're not commenting on the classified report, but the State Department got the study in October 2020, just before the Trump administration officially opened the State Department investigation that President Biden has now ceased. And it was the first official scientific evidence that made it clear further investigation was necessary, and asserting that the government has reason to believe that several researchers inside the WIV became sick in the autumn of 2019 with COVID-29 symptoms. I'm very curious, and I would love to be a fly on the wall and be able to actually see what this contains. Republicans on the House Energy and Commerce Committee are conducting an investigation into COVID-19 origins and have requested a classified briefing from the director of Lawrence Livermore, which makes complete sense. Again, I would like to be at that briefing. In the room where it happens, you know where that's from if you've seen Hamilton. Yeah, I want to be in the room where it happens because I want to hear what they have to say about that. It definitely seems plausible, but we need to know where that happened. For goodness sake, it has changed our world, and certainly here in the United States, but also globally. But the Chinese have not been very cooperative in this area, as you can imagine. Will we really know the origins of it? Can it be traced if we don't have full-on cooperation from them, if we don't have that? And the answer is, it's murky, I would say, as to whether we will know for sure 100%. And I know I always say nothing is ever 100%, but let's say as close to 100% as is possible. Definitely. While you were sleeping, another top Capitol Police officer resigned after the January 6th riot. So shockwaves continue to roll through the Capitol. This was an assistant U.S. Capitol Police Chief Chad Thomas who resigned. He's the latest to go in the wake of the riot. Three officers from Capitol Police and the local D.C. Police Department, as well as two civilians, died because of the riot. Very, very sad. Stay with us.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
What's on tap? How about this? Which lyric is better? I wish they could all be California girls, or she loves me, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not a singer. Brian Wilson says he was jealous of the Beatles. It's a new documentary that's on tap that's coming out called Long Promised Road. It's ahead of the Tribeca Film Festival premiere. The Beach Boys icon, who is Brian Wilson, is the subject of this documentary. It was actually already screened virtually for a lot of journalists ahead of its world premiere. But when it's really out there and tapped, is on June 15th. It's interesting because he's very, very shy and doesn't do many interviews, but he really opens up, I guess, in this 95-minute film, which centers on a road trip of sorts between the singer and the Rolling Stone editor, Jason Fine, because he's interviewed him so many times over the years. So they drive around Los Angeles revisiting his old haunts and listening to the Beach Boys, and they talk about the tension in the band. And they talk about an unfinished album, as well as his serious mental health struggles. And then he apparently opened up about being jealous of the Beatles. Well, I guess you think of the era of the Beatles. How could you compare the Beach Boys to the Beatles? I don't know. Can you compare them? I don't think so. I don't think you can do that. Mm-mm. I mean, the Beach Boys had fun, light music, right? Neither were my era, but they're everyone's era because they continue to be out there. That music is still out there. But I'd be curious to see this. So that's on tap. I know that I'll watch it. I like documentaries. And especially when you hear, especially music documentaries. I am not a musician. I am a fan of music, though. And I like to know what goes on with bands and what they're thinking and how music is put together. It's just fascinating to me. to see how that all works. And I think you really learn something with some of these documentaries. All right. This is big. I mean, this is really big, and this is on tap, and I'm giving you this information right now so you can plan. You can plan out all kinds of things. like remembering that there are cicada tacos out there. Did you know that? Yes. So it's Taco Tuesday. And it is kind of a twist, and now they're talking about selling them across the country, but I don't know if you can do this, because this Virginia chef is selling out of this incredible Brood X cicada dish that he's made up. He looks for cicadas, and that's because his restaurant is 40 miles northwest of Washington, D.C., so I just don't even think I could eat this, though. Could you eat this? He started to serve up cicada tacos. And, you know, he says, I love food, and I love it when you can mix it with something incredible and think of a different way to put things in foods. He has done other experimentation, like with a grasshopper as a little snack, and it inspired the cicada taco. So there's conversation about that becoming such a buzz on the East Coast, the cicadas, get it, buzz, these little one-inch black insects, that there is conversation about a national chain, I'm not pulling your leg, doing something similar. Oh, that just, I can't, no. That's not happening. That has to be a joke. It's not a joke, the restaurant, because I checked that out. There have been a bunch of stories written about it. So that's happening, and he's searching out, he has people looking for cicadas to get as many as possible so that he can keep doing the tacos, and I guess they're crunchy, and he puts onion and garlic and puts avocado on it, and he wraps it up in a flour tortilla. Oh, I'm never going to look at a cicada the same way, I don't think, again. It's not possible. No, it's not possible. Here's something to look forward to if you decide you're going to go to New York ever again, and hopefully, I mean, there are things to see there. If you think of the history of New York, I can't get enough of that history. I love the museums in New York. But it's not about the museums. It's about Broadway and Broadway shows opening up in 2021. And what are those shows? It becomes more and more official. More announcements keep getting pushed out there. And so that's what's on tap with Broadway coming back in 2021. Theaters can open at full capacity, and dozens are confirming that they're going to return to what they call the Great White Way. And what shows are coming back? Well, Chicago, that's in September. Hamilton, in the room where it happened, that's also in September. The Lion King, incredibly popular for parents with young children, for adults that want to be kids, for grandparents, for aunts and uncles to take kids to see The Lion King. Wicked. I saw Wicked. It was excellent. It's been on forever. That's in September. And pretty much they're all September. American Utopia, Come From Away, Moulin Rouge, Aladdin. So there you go. If you're going to go to New York, look for halfers, because you might be able to find them. Although Broadway may surprise everybody, and it might get jammed up, meaning that so many people haven't been able to go in a long time, they'll take their pennies, save up their money, and just go and see a musical, a play, a whatever, just to get back into, just to be back and out there and, seeing things. All right, casino buffets. What's so interesting about this, because I lived in Vegas, everyone I knew in the world came to see me in Vegas, so that was the good part about Vegas, and it's the land of the comps. When you know people, they give you comps, meaning they're constantly giving you comps to buffets. People are coming to town here. Here's the Hilton buffet. Here's this buffet, whatever. And I wondered about the buffets with COVID, and will they open up again? So they are once again self-serve, but there's a little twist to this, what's on tap for them. And what's on tap is, this is almost 18 months after the COVID-19 pandemic made buffets obsolete. You know, people without masks are piling up their trays again. That's how you know things are happening. Eggs, bacon, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, cake, pie slices, all kinds of things. I mean, you can eat like a glutton or like a king or queen. But it's not like it was. So the city has nearly 60 buffets open now. What's on tap is that, or they had nearly 60 buffets. What's on tap is more are starting to open. As of right now, there are 5 that are open, and they're using one side. So it is self-serve, but it's not two-sided buffets. So Caesar's Palace, their buffet is open. The MGM Grand, Circus, Cosmopolitan is open among those that have decided we're in it. I mean, that's a staple of casinos and of Las Vegas. But think of social distancing and health guidelines and all of that. The one side helps, and I think the other thing is again the social distancing. But some are saying, forget about it, we're not doing it. Like, the CEO of Station Casinos, they operate about 20 properties in Southern Nevada. They say they would only invest in things that make money, and they said they're not going to have a buffet. But buffets are really what our customers like, that can really pull customers in. But then you're banking on the fact that they're going to feel comfortable, I guess, doing that again. And the thought with some is that, yeah, they're not going to be, people aren't going to be as comfortable as you think going back and just chowing down on a buffet. This is a sad story, but one I've been following, and in the Man Cave I've talked about it. One of my favorite coaches is Andy Reid. He coached the Philadelphia Eagles, my childhood team, and then, of course, you see the success he's had with KC, and he's dealt with a lot with his sons. And the former Kansas City Chiefs linebacker coach, Britt Reid, pleaded not guilty Monday to a charge of driving while intoxicated that caused serious injury. So his DWI charge stems from a February 4th crash that caused severe brain injury to a 5-year-old girl. What's on tap is, we don't know till this case unfolds. He was driving 83.9 miles an hour in a 69 mile an hour zone right before the crash. So sad, very, very sad. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Justice has reclaimed some of the ransom that Colonial Pipeline paid following a ransomware attack. The DOJ was able to recover more than $2 million worth of Bitcoin, about half of the $4.3 million the company paid to the criminal DarkSide group accused of perpetrating the attack. The Colonial Pipeline, that supplies nearly half of the fuel to the east coast of the nation, was hit with a ransomware attack in May, shutting down the pipeline for several days and causing fuel shortages across the southeast. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law that will ban vaccine passports in his state. Abbott tweeting Monday that the law prohibits any business operating in the state from requiring vaccine passports or any vaccine information, adding that his state is 100% open without any restrictions. Private businesses that try to require proof of vaccination from their customers will not be allowed to contract with the state and could lose any licenses or permits. You're listening to USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris announced several steps that the federal government would be taking to try to deal with the crisis at the southern border. Speaking after a meeting with Guatemala's president, Harris said new task forces would be created to fight human trafficking and corruption. She also told people not to come to the U.S.'s southern border.
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border. There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Our next guest. I mean, he has an incredible mind, although if I were his wife, I might be a tad worried, and I'll explain why. We're going to the UK, to Newcastle specifically. You can hear him laughing in the background. He's a great sense of humor. His name is Ian Craig, and the book we're talking about is Twilight of Innocence. Ian, you're what they call a Geordie, as you explained to me. So we have people listening in the UK, and they know what a Geordie is. But for the rest of us, tell us what a Geordie is.
Well, a Geordie is a person who's born on two points of the time. And if you're born between these points, you're called a Geordie. And Geordies are named after George Stephenson, who invented the basic train principle called the rocket. He invented the engine that all engines, trains are based on now. And that's why they call us Geordie. He also invented the miner's lamp as well. So you get the name Geordie. Just down the road, we have Sunderland. And they call them Mackhams. And the Geordies and the Mackhams don't get on.
And you're very close, so people realize this, because in our mind we're traveling where you are. You're close to Scotland.
We are very close to Scotland, about 6 miles from the North Sea. And boy, do we know it, because it's very, very cold here at the moment. And I'm 60 miles from the Scottish border at the present moment.
All right, you got to love that. So, you know, you had a career where you trained and had incredible opportunities where you were in the Middle East, you were all over Europe, and I feel like we're getting your sense of people in the book that you've written, in the book that we're talking about, the novel. Is that true in developing
Yes.
this, in the road to this?
Yes, I would say so. I've got over 35 years in development with people here, Europe and the Middle East. I've trained about 15 different nationalities in those days. I've trained in the government sector and also in the private sector. Most of my work's been in the private sector, but I have knowledge of the Ministry of Defense. Let's put it that way.
So now you, you know, you have a little bit of time. You retire and you're a voracious reader and you decide that you're going to write this novel. Tell me the road to that and the listeners.
Well, the novel had been in my mind for about 20, 25 years. And I was very, very interested in a guy called Marc Dutroux. Now, he was a paedophile, basically. And he first came to light to the Belgian authorities in about 85. And he was jailed for 13 and a half years for child offences. He managed to get out of jail by saying that he was mentally ill, and they released him. And within a few days, he picked up two girls were killed. Another two girls were kept in a dungeon underneath his house. And I thought, whoa, there's something in the story here. In Belgium, it was a real national crisis on this because there was conspiracy theories going on, and they thought there was a lot of corruption going on. And it was somewhere in the realms of 22 people between 95 and 2001 that met mysterious deaths all associated with this case. And there seemed to be a lot of foreign money coming in as well. And there was child trafficking coming on. We believe it was happening in Morocco. We believe it was coming out of other places in the Middle East and Croatia, places like this. And he was in there. This man had 10 properties. But he never had any money to his name. He actually had a bursary off the Belgian government, 1,200 francs a month, to live on. And he has 10 properties. Most of these properties they found underground cellars where children had been kept. And when he was eventually rumbled, his own mother told the authorities, "My son's been up to something. He's got girls down in a cellar." When they were rumbled, the people who were in charge of the investigation, they didn't check DNA. There was piles of hair samples down there. They didn't check anything else out as well. And the person who was doing this was removed from the case. And one point in the story, the real story of Dutroux's story, one of the locksmiths that let the police in said, "I can hear girls' voices." And he was told to shut up, and they were the police, and the girls' voices were coming out from outside. And eventually they did go back to the house to find the two girls dead. And he killed his business partner off to silence him. And there was a few more killings went on as well. So I had a basis of a story. Now, all of us have got grandparents usually. If you're lucky, your grandparents are still alive. A little girl is abducted in Kiel. She's been abducted to order on the dark web. Pictures of her being sent. She's been watched. She's under surveillance. And they pick her up. Classic white van parked next to the pavement as she goes to school, and she's abducted in there. They've abducted the wrong girl because her grandfather has worked for the security services. And this girl's quite a savvy girl. She's a very, very fit girl, very, very intelligent. She speaks about four languages. And her grandfather, over the years, has taken her on holidays. They've done skiing holidays together without her parents. And he's really, really crafted this girl into having quite a few life skills that even many adults don't have these days. And he gets after them, and he uses a drug called scopolamine. And the scopolamine leads him to the next section of the trafficking route. And there he meets the enforcer of a criminal fraternity, and having identified him, he kills him after interrogating him, and he takes his place. And he knows, "I've got one shot to get my daughter back." And time is of the essence. The daughter has ended up in this underground cave, this underground facility, which is really, it is the camp guards. Let's call them camp guards because that's what they are. These women are as bad as the camp guards where the Holocaust was concerned in the camps. They are really, really evil. And to cut a long story short, taking place of this enforcer, he gets to an island. Now, the island is called, believe it or not, the Island of the Evil Ones, which I think is Ilian non de Toin Yang Och. And somebody's going to pick up on my Gaelic where this is concerned, because I'm not very good where the Gaelic is concerned. And he finds his daughter still alive. He's got a big, big problem because there's only two ways out of this. He either gets out with her or he's got to kill her, because he's not going to let her get abused like the other children are that he's found there. So that is the whole basis of the novel. We have two other characters come in, and they're interesting characters. One is a woman. She's highly intelligent. She interviews people all over the world on the business side here, and she's well-respected, but she's very, very naive. And she has most men around her little finger, except she meets a man one day, isn't going to fall for that, and he basically puts her in a place and she doesn't like it. And there's fireworks from the off where that's concerned. So I don't know how much more I can tell you, see?
That's right. But here's the thing. We want you to be able to get the rest of this, of course, by getting Ian's book, Ian Craig, Twilight of Innocence. You can get it on Amazon.com. But it's enthralling. I mean, I could listen to you talk about this all day because the plot is so crazy and twisted and exciting and scary and dark. And then there's light at the end of this. And
well, in darkness, if you're in a tunnel, there is always light somewhere at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
I've actually had my neighbour asking me, are you twisted? Are you twisted like that? There is a lot of twists in the story. There is betrayal. There's love. There's quite a bit of humour in there as well, if you read the book there. And we have a seer, which are very, very famous on the West Niles here. These are the people with the prophecies and things like that. She was actually based on my great aunt. My father was seagoing most of his time, and she could tell us to the virtual minute he was going to land back from Newcastle Airport, from wherever in the world he'd been. And he used to be away 12, 15 months on end. And I used her as the basis of this. And she, like the rest of the women, including the bad one you will meet, they're all strong women in this, very, very strong women, and they know their own minds. So there's none of this, you know, come on, dear, I'll help you out of this. The women are as strong as the men here. And as most women know, verbally, you're much better than men. One of the protagonists in the book, she is very, very good verbally where that's concerned. But she meets a match in a male man. But I can tell you now, there's twists, there's Hitchcockian moments where the book is concerned. It is dark. It has to be dark because it tells a story. That story begins in real life in Belgium, where it was horrific when all of this stuff came out in the trials. And there was definitely something there of conspiracy theories to say some of this was, you know, under the carpet. It was got out of the way here because it should have been really investigated further. But it starts in real life. And I don't think there's anybody out there that's probably listening to this. If you're grandparents, you will go to the nth degree to get a child back, your siblings back with you safely. And the man actually goes and does that.
Yeah, and so that again, that's what's so great about this book. Again, Twilight of Innocence, Ian Craig, thank you so much for coming on. You can get the book on Amazon.com. Thank you.
If you want to read about it, I think there is about 10 reviews. Now, normally the reviews on Amazon are tiny.
Mm-hmm.
There is big reviews on that from males and females there. And I think I'm standing at about 4.8 out of 5 on Amazon where the book is concerned. And people will tell you about it. It is dark and it is a roller coaster. You don't know really what's going to happen next. And quite a few of these people have said it's a page turner. You can't put it down.
It is a page turner. Yes.
If I've done my job right, it'll make you cry. And I have two people I know. These are pretty tough guys. And they've worked in a tough industry. And they actually said, I won't say the word, but you so-and-so, you've made me cry 3 times. You had tears in my eyes 3 times in the book. And you didn't know what was going to happen next. They also accused me of saying, this must have been going on your mind for years. Why didn't you tell me?
It's just such a delight to talk to you, and you got to get this book, Twilight of Innocence. Ian, thank you.
Thank you very much for interviewing me.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is The Last Arrest, and we've got R.M. Jordan. He's the author. He's with us. He's in our virtual green room, and he tapped into something I love to talk about, and a genre that I love to read about, and it usually wraps around detectives and what happens with evidence and what happens at scenes and when there's mysteries that are unsolved or they're solved or they think they're solved. So I don't want to give away the whole book, and he's going to give us a slice of it anyway. Without further ado, R.M. Jordan, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate this.
You and I talked off the air, and you said that you know, this was a book that you were thinking about. It's kind of rattling around, and then all of a sudden you decide to go for it. So tell everyone, before we get into the book, the road to having this happen for you.
Well, it's like you said, the thought of the book, the plot, was in my mind for quite some time. But I had other things going at that time. I was employed, and I had many things on my mind to do here in the house, and there were just things in general that got in the way. When I became retired, all of that changed, and I found myself with much time on my hands and not a whole lot of things to do. So my wife, bless her soul, mentioned to me that, you know, you've got the book why don't you go write it? So I started writing it, and I gave out maybe the first 5 chapters to some friends, and they were very enthusiastic about it. And so from their enthusiasm and my wife's support, I kept writing it, and it took a while, but I eventually got it done.
So you get it done, it gets published, and tell us about this story that was rattling around that you sent chapters to friends, and then you decided to dive in, you complete it, it's out there. Tell us about The Last Arrest, and what is the gist of the story?
The gist of the story is there is a detective in the New York City Police Department, and he's getting ready for retirement. And along comes an assignment that seemingly is not too very particularly great. It's not too difficult. Someone in lower New York gets themselves shot in the middle of a robbery. And lo and behold, this person turns out to be someone of note. So they go through the discovery process of who he is and also discover the fact that on his person are a number of computer addresses, And so due diligence by the police department, they go after each of the five IP addresses, and one chapter takes you out to New Mexico, and the other chapters are not as specific as that one is. That one's a long talk and a good one. I really enjoyed writing that chapter. They find all the computers that are associated with those IP addresses and bring them back to New York City, hook them up in the basement of the forensics department, and then they turn it on. And from there, the story starts to get a little bit more interesting. What's on the other end of that turn-on sentence is the gist of the story from then on forward. You get into some artificial intelligence, and it eventually winds its way down to a courtroom in New York City.
You know, when I was reading it, it reminded me a lot of kind of an episode of Law & Order. Do you watch Law & Order? And yeah, that's what I was thinking.
NCIS and Law & Order. And there is a mixture of other things in there as well. But yes, those two are most prominent.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite character? Is it Jacob McCluskey?
That's correct. McCluskey.
McCluskey.
Yes, that's my favorite character.
Yeah. Tell us about him, because his character development's big. If we don't fall in love with the character or hate the character or think something about the character, a lot of times it's tough to get through a book.
Okay, he's the detective that is assigned this case, and he is given the personnel in the forensics department to help him. And as they go through it, Jake has to, balance his professional work, finding out everything there is about this so-called victim, and then also balancing out the fact that at home, his wife is slowly dying of cancer, and he has to juggle these in his life. And there's one particular chapter that is his subway ride home, and on it he has a lot of things to think about. I think you'll find that chapter interesting as well, just personal opinion. But over the course of time, his wife's cancer is actually going to be a turning point in the book. I'm not going to say much more than that, but it is not just an ancillary, he's got to worry about this sort of stuff. It actually works its way into the plot. And I think it's kind of interesting. I really do. I'm pleased with it. I think you can tell.
I can tell, and that's when you know a book's good, when the person who writes it's passionate about it, they get good feedback. When people read this book, and there's people listening, and they're like, oh, The Last Arrest. So if they get it, they read it, what do you hope they take away from it?
I hope they enjoy the book. At the end, there's a little segue into the next one, but the very first thing I want to know is whether or not they enjoyed the tale, the plot, the story. That's the very first thing I'm interested in.
Yep, and that makes sense to me. R.M. Jordan, The Last Arrest. You can get the book on Amazon. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, and also, it's on Kindle. The Kindle book on Amazon is about $10. I believe the hardcover is fairly expensive. So your readers might, listeners might want to look into Kindle first.
Yeah, Kindle's great because, you know what, you're waiting for a plane, you're in a line somewhere, poof, you pop it up. I've been all about the Kindle, so that's great that you got that in there. Thanks, RM.
All right, Kate.
and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.